You're welcome to this episode of Existential Radio Africa, the very first podcast we're going to be releasing. So, and I feel we should start out by explaining what's the whole idea of this then? What's this Existential Radio Africa? What's it all about? What does it entail? Like, what are we getting to? What are we trying to do? Are we just, what's the point, you know? When we're talking about what it's really about, I like to use the example of a dying economy. When the government sees that an economy of a country is going bad, the government tries to push in slush funds to make sure the economy moves the way it should, you know, to support SMEs and other industries to help the country move forward. Now, the idea of Existential Radio Africa is born out of, there is a drastic shift for moral responsibility, authenticity, freedom, the ability to make rational choice, and especially the need for someone to, each individual to take responsibility of the action. You know, we live in a society whereby everybody wants to ascribe the faults, the blame, the problems to something. Nobody wants to say, yes, I let this happen because of what it was my fault that something happened. Everybody wants to, you want to blame somebody for a problem, which is actually this is actually an existential malaise. You know, it's a serious problem. And Existential Radio Africa is basically a catalycon. It's a solution to a problem. You know, when you're having the wound, you have to apply a balm, so it helps heal the wound. So I feel that's what this is really all about. And briefly, we'll be taking into the tenets of existentialism and what it really entails before we unravel different topics to hit the nail on the head and try to put some brush and smoothness to make it all sensible and applicable. We're going to be dealing with life, real life examples, real life situations. You know, it's not things that are oblivious, oblique, or that exist in a form of utopia. No, it's not an El Dorado. What we're talking about is real life issues. That's what we're trying to examine right here. Existentialism as a term is concerned with human beliefs in their existence. It's concerned with the human being as a thinking, feeling, and acting individual. It's concerned, you know, from the point of you being seen as an actor, as it's like me seeing myself, it's a point of seeing yourself as a driver of your life, not as a passenger in a moving car. You're a chauffeur of your destiny. So wherever you drive yourself is where you're going to get to. You know, that's the main tenet of what we're trying to consider right here. Now, the existentialist is one who considers the problems emanating from his own personal existence as an individual human being is also fully shaping his destiny as he so desires. We live in a society whereby things happen and I don't want to take responsibility for what has happened. I'm looking for, okay, who's going to take responsibility? Okay, I'll say my enemies at work. You know, the normal African would say my enemies at work, my village people at it again. They have come to look for me. It's a problem. This is a problem. And it's a problem that's creeping into the society. Look at Nigeria, for instance. The government is blaming the former government and the past government for the problem that's in the country. Why? Because nobody wants to take responsibility. We're looking for who to pass the blame to. I just want to pass the blame. You pass the blame. The next person passes the blame. The blame keeps going back and nobody's taking responsibility of what is going on. But that's not what it is for the existentialist. No, the existentialist just the belief that, you know, every action begins from me. You know, it begins from the acting, the feeling, and the living human individual. You know, there's a philosopher named Descartes. He was trying to understand, why do I exist? And he could only find one thing. And what he could find was that I think, that's why I exist. So if you don't think, or you're escaping the reality of thoughts, then you have no right to say that you exist, because you're living a life based on bad fate. You're living a life whereby you you exclude yourself from what is happening in your life. You know, there's basically four main aspects that the existentialist considers very important for human existence or human living. There's a point of authenticity, there's a point of human freedom, there's a point of choice, and there's a point of respect. You have to authenticate your life. Ask yourself, why am I here? It's a wonderful question that every individual needs to ask himself. Why am I here? Why am I in this world? What am I doing here? If you don't know why you are here, that's a problem. And you need to think about it. We're going to talk about the issue of why am I here, the issue of authenticity, but for now we're just going to we're just trying to establish a general notion of why we're doing this. So the next point is freedom. When we talk about freedom, every human being is free to act. You know, you're a precursor of your action. You know, you're responsible for whatever happens in your life. You're free to choose if you're going to eat or not. You're free to choose if you're going to go to school or you're going to be out of school. You're free to choose if you're going to work or you're not going to work. You're free to choose if you want to live right or if you would not live right. That leads us to what the problem of choice. Now you know you have freedom. The next point is making right choices. You can make the right choice and you can make the wrong choice. An existentialist is you don't want somebody making your choice for you. You have to be the one at the point deciding, should I do this, should I not do it? No, your choice should be born from within and not from what somebody is telling you, not from what someone is suggesting, because at the end of the day, you're going to look yourself in the face and tell yourself, I did this to myself. Because if your life doesn't go well in the next 20, 30 years, you're not going to say because somebody told you not to do this. You chose not to do it. You chose to listen to the person. So you have to sit up and say, okay, this is my life. I'm going to do this because I want to do this. I won't do this because I'm sorry. You may be this or that to me, but sorry, I'm not going to do it because this is my life. It's my seat. If it goes well, I know it goes well. If it goes bad, it's still going to fall back on me as the acting individual. The choice leaves us to what we call a responsibility. Now that you've looked at the creation of why am I here? What is the real me? What's really authentic about me? You know, when you're talking about authenticity, you ask yourself, what's really real about me? Is the way I act real, or is it a bold attitude? Is the way I'm behaving real, or is it a bold behavior? You need to know, why am I doing this? Am I just, you know, many people right now are living what is called a social media lifestyle. You want to live a fake life. Fake life. The existentialist is actually against fake life. You know, you have to live your life. You know, there's no point faking what is not real, because at the end of the day, you say cause like bust, and if you bust, now you're on. So you have to know what you're actually doing, and that comes to the point of responsibility. What's my responsibility to ensure that I live an authentic life? Authentic life has to do with being oneself and having freedom either to choose or reject something. Because of the absence of this awareness, people do not even recognize what is your right and position in the society. When you don't know yourself, when you don't know what's your responsibility, when you don't know the right choice to take, you don't know what's yours in the society, you don't know what's your position, whatever is done to you, you say that what it's okay. You know, that's why the African man can be happy when the federal government fixes roads and does one borehole on the street and everybody jubilating. When that's supposed to be that's a right. That's what's supposed to be your right that's given to you as a privilege, you know. Because of what? You don't know that this is what is supposed to be basic. So, going forward, forgive my so, I'm just so much so into this, so that's why you're hearing a whole lot of so. So, I would like to go forward to what I call the existentialist approach, you know, the existentialist approach, yeah, I'm repeating that word, it's kind of getting into me, and I feel it needs to get into you too, the existentialist approach, you know. They say success is born out of having a good approach, having a plan. They say if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. So the existentialist also has an approach, you know, to succeed in this quest to live an authentic life. The existentialist believes that existence precedes essence. What does that mean? Yeah, if we go to the book of Jeremiah, we will see that it said, "Before I formed you, I knew you." You see that? But for an existentialist, it says, "I exist, then I have meaning." You're first born before you become a doctor. You don't become a doctor before you're born. You're born, then you become what? A doctor. So we're going to be taking steps and steps, precept and precept, lines upon lines. We're going to go gradually into this thing. So each person, we're not going to be using grammatical terms, strong philosophical language. You know, we will not be using all this stuff. We'll be using simple English. And that's why I'm so into this. So that's why I'm so into this, because I want everyone to understand what I'm actually speaking about. You see, man is nothing else but what he makes of himself. Man is higher than a table. Man is higher than a rock. Man is higher than every animal. Man has to act for him to achieve what he wants. Man is responsible for the way his world looks like. Look at this. Each African must be made to understand that my attitude, your attitude, is not just affecting you alone, it's also affecting others. So before you act, think about, who is my action affecting? Who is my behavior affecting? You need to have that before you do things. Don't just do something because of what you're in a position to do it, so you feel it's not gonna affect anybody. The government, you know, the people around, somebody goes to work and is supposed to do a job. You go to work and you choose to go and squander the money meant for a whole society, then the society is backward. What cost the society to stay back because of what? One person's actions, one person's greed. You know, you acted in a way that's inauthentic, it's not authentic. That's a bad way of acting, and that decision, that choice, that moral factor involved costs the development of an entire society. We are responsible for the way Africa looks. We need to think more subjectively in the way we behave. When we say that man chooses his own self, we mean that every one of us does the same thing likewise. But we also mean that in making choice for myself, I make choice for others as well. This existential call in Africa is that authentic life will be realized when our actions and decisions, now those in positions and offices of leadership, whatever the case may be, bear in mind that we represent the whole society, the whole human race, with whatever choice that we make. You know, a philosopher called JP said, he puts this in a very good word, and I like to use the word he used. He said, "In choosing myself, I choose others." I don't know, you got to remember this. In choosing myself, I choose others. It is self-deception to think that you are compelled to act in a particular way. A man that goes to work, or a woman that goes to work, you have an opportunity to calculate a figure and take away 100 million naira without being noticed. You also have the capacity not to take that money, but to put in the real figures as you see it. You decide to place math, make yourself 100 million richer. Then you cut and ask, why did you do it? He says, the devil. That's self-deception, because you could have acted otherwise. You could have turned a blind eye to what you saw and do the right thing. You know, that's why Existential Radio Africa is all about doing the right thing. We're just trying to encourage everybody to do the right thing. Whatever way you find yourself, just do what is right. People decide their own fate, and are responsible for what they make of their lives. Existentialists are concerned with identifying the most authentic and fulfilling way of life possible for an individual. In an existential view, most of us conform to the way of living of the crowd mentality, which could just buy news watch, narrating the ring from the side for the issue. Nah, dreads on the ring, everybody on the do dread, make me say go do dread. Like she waiting on the move, nah, see, my just tie my belt, come on, like two side farm, maybe just the fly. You know, everybody buy bands, make me say go buy bands. You see that? That's a head mentality, that's a crowd mentality. You want to think the way everybody is thinking, you don't want to think for yourself. You want to go out and you're asking somebody, what do you think about this? You think I should do this? You think I should do that? You think I should do that? You think I should do that? Why are you here? Are you brought here to be asking, do you think, do you think, do you think? What do you think? So to become authentic, an individual must take over his own existence with clarity and intensity. You've got to be fierce about your life. You've got to be intense about it. You have to have the fire burning to say, I'm going to do this. It's a priority for goal setting. An existentialist is someone that sets goals, achieves goals because of what you want to become you. You want to have an authentic life. The word authentic is coined from the Greek word authentikos, and it means genuine, being what it should be. Not false or fictitious, it has to be reliable. Since authenticity is a quality of being, genuine, it is supposed to be the watchword of every individual subject in existence. You know, I say to myself, I have to be me. I have to be who I'm called to be. I have to come in the volume of books written about me. I have to just act like me. Being able to act like you is a pattern of life that is contrast with what is the norm with society. Such contracting lifestyle is authentic living. Authenticity suggests the idea of owning up to who you really are. You know, Søren Abje Kierkegaard holds that the only way of becoming an authentic existing individual is by living in such a way that you have an infinite passion. You have to have something that drives you from within, inside of you. It involves life-defining commitment, a commitment that's going to keep you going for the rest of your life, something you're going to wake up every morning and tell yourself, okay, I'm committed to doing this. Like someone would go to the gym, you're committed to having a good body structure, so every time you know you have to what, you have to go and exercise, you have to take a supplement, you have to do this, you have to get this done, that, lift the weights, do the push-ups and all that, take the run to keep fit. This commitment is something that gives life an ultimate content and meaning. Many existentialists agree on having a defined commitment. You have to be committed to something. What is your commitment to life generally? Ask yourself, what am I committed to Africa as a continent? What am I committed to my community? What am I committed to myself? As one focus and sense of direction in life, you have to have that focus. It's going to give you direction. For Kierkegaard, he saw it as what is called a leap of faith, a leap into the unknown. You don't know what this my strong action that I want to take, this I believe would help society. I don't know what it's going to, the sacrifice is going to involve, but I would just do it because I believe it's the right thing to do. This authenticity requires resoluteness. You have to be resolute. You have to own up to this. You have to be committed. That's what you need to do to become a better version of you. Here's where we end. Here's where we call it a day. Till next time. Rota Leo Brand.